Brendan Delaney, good morning to you and good morning to all the listeners.
We'll start our look off with the Pioneer Sprint. Stage Front's going to run favourite here. Jason Lyme will have the ride. It's over the 1,200 metres. Duke of Hearts, 350. The Captain, 750 with Eastwood. Four is the Scratching. First of the two big races today, who are we keen on, Pat, in race number eight?
Brendan, the main question behind Stage Front's going to be the gate, but he's the clear favourite and well-deserving favourite as well here in the Pioneer Sprint. Now, he came up against the Captain, who a lot of people know from down south and being up in Darwin with Gary Clark. He's been the benchmark of sprinting here in the Northern Territory for a very long time, and at weight for age conditions, gave him a galloping lesson in his first time on the dirt. So he gets back to handicaps here this afternoon. He's at 54.5 kilograms, and he was bought off the McCarthy stable down in South Australia for this race. He is a well-deserving favourite, and I think anything over $3 is serious money for Stage Front. The only question to go is that wide gate, but I think that he's a clear best bet on the program for those looking for a bet this afternoon at Alice Springs.
Alice Springs Cup, the feature to be run at 3 minutes to six, and a few horses down south we know of well. And I'd be thinking if Lord Boozeron can handle the dirt, Corey Parrish takes a ride. Jess Eaton was supposed to ride with the 54 kilos. If he gets up on the speed like we've seen him do around tracks like Caulfield and the like, he might be pretty hard to run down. Pat, who do you like in the Cup?
Certainly will. He's probably one of the best of the business, visitors here this afternoon, Brennan. He is a pretty class runner, and Michael Hickman's horses always need to be respected when they come up this way. 2,000 metres on the dirt is always a very interesting test because they virtually are off the bit from basically they pass the post for the first time. It's a very gruelling 2,000 metres. Lord Boozeron's going to be in the right part of the track. The question is going to be that pace influence in the race that he will provide along with some other horses. I'm going against Lord Boozeron here. I just can't really back him at the price there. He's certainly a contender, but I think Padman is going to be sitting just off him. He's going to have a low weight. He's a very impressive runner, over 1,900 metres. He's had four wins, 5 seconds and a third from his 10 starts here at Pioneer Park. He's been thriving at Pioneer Park since he was a two-year-old. Aaron King shot him. His connections are all up here today. They're going to have a fantastic day. I think he's going to be my pick, Padman. Not too far off him, I Am the Fox, who was recently brought back up from Victoria up to Darwin, now with Gary Lafoe, and I think he's another contender as well. I've got Pagman and I Am the Fox not too far away from each other. Terracini's been a class runner over the years. He's getting on now to nine, but if they inject that pace in the race and they burn themselves out, they'll be storming home late as well, and Lord Boozeron, the best of the visitors. So I've gone Pagman from I Am the Fox. Terracini and Lord Boozeron definitely deserve respect as well.
And some quarter numbers, please, Pat.
So in the first leg there, I'm going to be going with Exonerate, Lady Sitab, Shift the Risk, and Bull Market in the first leg of the quaddy. Just confirming those numbers here for you now. The numbers there are 2, 11, 3, and 5. In the second leg, the Queen of the Desert, I'm going with 3 each way, Babe in Boots, to beat the 1, Arrogant Miss. The 4 and the 6 also need respect. 3, 4, 3, 1, 4, and 6, leg 2. In the Pioneer Sprint, I'm going Stage Front, a clear on top selection. 6, 3, 4, and 9. And in the last race, the Alice Springs Cup, 4, 5, 9, and 7, with the 4 Pagman, my on top pick.
Best of luck today, Pat.
Thank you very much, Brennan. And for those looking for a bet outside as well, Asahi Bearing in race 2 and Trident in race 1 could get us off to a nice start at Pioneer Park.